Welcome to this week's Monday Micro Money Tip, where we give you one tip every Monday in 5 minutes or less. And yes, this week we are flipping the script and Dylan is in the hot seat. So this week, Dylan, what is our Monday Micro Money Tip?
So today I want to talk to you about creating healthy, sustainable financial habits.
And this is a huge part of our coaching that we've always focused on.
Yes.
It's like, if it's not sustainable, then it's just not going to happen.
Right.
So what's the tip?
Yeah. So I want to think about it. Let's use the analogy of getting in shape. I know a lot of people who they think that they, when they need to get in shape, that they have to go to the gym and they have to work out super hard. And so they go and they hit the gym for an hour, and then the next day they're super sore and they don't show up to the gym for another 2 or 3 weeks. And so they don't actually get in shape at all. They actually beat themselves up way too much. And they think that the only way to be successful is to go to the gym and go super hard each and every time. But in reality, if all they did was walk around the block for 30 minutes for 2 weeks, they would have worked out even more than they did that one time at the gym. And that's sustainable and more realistic for them.
Now, you're saying you know a lot of people. I feel like you're staring at one right now.
No, I wasn't thinking about you at all.
No, but sometimes I do that. I'll get really excited and I just will work out as hard as I'm used to, but maybe I've fallen out of the habit.
Yeah.
And so I jump back to an hour long, like really hard HIIT workout, but then I pay for it for days later and I can't do anything. And
yep.
So I've personally experienced that way too many times where I'm just like, I just haven't been working out even to that level for a long time. And so I've regressed. And so I can't do that same thing. So I'm totally familiar with what you're talking about. And it really is the same with finances. I see this all the time, where folks just want to be completely different overnight.
Right.
And they try to make this radical change really, really fast. And we talk about a lot like feast or famine cycles. People all of a sudden, they'll just, I'm going to save everything and we're not eating out and we're not doing this and we're not doing that. And we're just like changing who we are overnight. But the thing of that is it's not sustainable at all. And you end up getting burnt out and returning right back to your old habits, i.e. not working out.
Yep.
Right. So this is really important.
Yeah, I think the idea of like, it's go big or go home. And if it isn't big enough, what's the point is what goes through people's minds when we think about our finances or getting in shape or anything in our life this sort of way. But instead, it's about being consistent and doing something that's sustainable, like we talked about at the beginning of the episode, just developing that muscle to save, to invest. So even if you start off with just putting $10 into your savings account each and every week, that's just sustainable. And over the course of a year, that's $520. And that's not nothing. Now, you start to build that muscle and you'll get better at saving. You'll get better at investing. And consistently, you'll be able to increase that more and more as you figure out how to manage your cash flow and make it more realistic and fit these lifestyle changes into your budget and your cash flow.
Well, alternatively, I would say the habit to really start with, like we talk about all the time, is your budget.
Yeah.
Is making the weekly habit of sitting down and looking at your budget. And even though like that's not exciting to most people, they want to jump into the bigger stuff and they want to skip steps. But the sustainable thing is to sit with your budget every single week, get really familiar with your money, look where it's going, see what you can and cannot afford, et cetera. That habit is really small, but it's also really sustainable.
It has huge payoffs.
You can spend 10 minutes a week practicing this skill and your financial life will be completely different a year from now. You will really start to change your habits and change the way that you use your money. So it's really not even just about the small amounts going to the savings. I think that's really important for people to think about as well. But the actual habits itself of managing your money, focusing on your money, building that habit, that one in particular is really, really hard for people to nail down.
Absolutely. And it's just about consistency. It's about showing up and doing the work each and every week. And it doesn't have to be big. That's the thing about this is that's the big point of today's message is like, don't feel like it's either all or nothing, that if you can't save enough or invest enough or put enough time into your budget, then it's not worth doing. A little bit is better than nothing.
Well, back to the gym, right? So if you do this unsustainable habit where, you know, you burn yourself out really fast, you work out really hard and you don't go back to the gym, like you're never going to get the result of being, you know, super lean, cut, whatever your health, fitness goals are, you're not going to get there if you're not consistent with it. So like you can't expect yourself to just be a completely different person overnight. You have to understand that this really truly is a journey and it's a process and it's mandatory to be consistent. So that's this week's Monday Micro Money Tip. If you found this tip useful, please share it with a friend. And until next time, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Dylan.
And we're Red Coaches.